Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. You know, I was in high school when Gerald Ford, my Michigan congressman, went from congressman to vice president. And then when Richard Nixon resigned over Watergate, Gerald Ford became president. And this is what he told the nation.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
Those words, our long national nightmare is over. Historic words, comforting words. What would Gerald Ford think of the Congress of today, 2013? I'm thinking of those words now regarding this short national nightmare that Wall Street at least truly believes is over. Stocks are way up. We have the votes, apparently, to get a deal from the House and Senate to restart the government and raise the debt ceiling. But is the nightmare actually all the way over? Todd Zwillick joins us from Capitol Hill. Todd?
John, we're about to wake up, and just like Nightmare on Elm Street, there may be a sequel to this, I'm sorry to say, but Senate Republicans are meeting in the Strom Thurmond room to go over the deal that Mitch McConnell has struck with Senate Majority Harry Reid. Now, that deal would open the government back up, but only until January 15th. It would raise the debt limit, but only until February 7th. In the meantime, there's supposed to be a budget negotiation between the sides on some of the big picture items, and then surely keeping the government open and raising the debt ceiling would come into play again at that time. There are a couple of ancillary sort of fringe parts of this deal, not terribly important, some income verification for people getting subsidies under Obamacare. But John, this thing isn't out of the woods. It's going to the Senate floor, but there is still an opportunity for people to throw procedural sand in the gears here. They could do it if they wanted to. It would drive us past the default date of tomorrow. Senator Rand Paul was headed into this meeting. He is one of the group of conservative senators who is allied with Ted Cruz. And I asked Rand Paul if they were going to throw a filibuster into this thing. Listen to Paul.
You know, I think everybody's ready to vote, to tell you the truth.
Really? Have you spoken with Senators Cruz or Lee?
Not directly, but I'm. If I had to guess, I think people are ready to vote.
Weariness. Listen to that.
Tired. And then this bill has to go to the House. Senator Paul thinks everybody's ready to vote. We had the same question for Ted Cruz himself, whether he would filibuster and whether all of this, John, was all worth it. Listen to Ted Cruz going into this meeting.
Was your fight against Obamacare worth it?
As I said, I'm heading to this meeting now.
Is it worth it?
And you don't have any thoughts about whether this was all worth it for you or your party or the country at this point?
As I said, I'm headed to this meeting now.
Wow. He's the Darth Vader of the Senate right now. I mean, that could change, of course.
And in some ways, I guess, of his own party, John, there is no way around the fact that today is a reckoning day for Republicans, Republican leaders who felt they were whipsawed this entire time by conservative faction or their own party to have a standoff over Obamacare and the government shutdown and the debt ceiling, a fight that John Boehner never wanted, a fight that Mitch McConnell never wanted, but felt like they were forced into it by Ted Cruz and other allies in the House. It has now all come to an end here. Senators like Lindsey Graham, who have been saying all along that this was a bad idea, caught Graham headed into this meeting. Listen to Lindsey Graham.
This has been a very bad 2 weeks for the Republican brand, conservatism. It's been a great 2 weeks for Obamacare because nobody was able to look how bad it actually performs.
Now, the interesting thing there is that Lindsey Graham and other senators, Mitch McConnell's actually one of them, are going to have to live the consequences of this in the election campaigns and in the 2013 election cycle. Or 2014.
And Mitch McConnell in particular, he's sort of the epitome here. You know, we've always said that Mitch McConnell was the embodiment of the establishment Republican struggle. He's minority leader. He's an appropriator, a spender, an establishment Republican with a Tea Party challenger in a southern state of Kentucky. And, you know, part of what's happened from this whole deal, John, Mitch McConnell, for the third time, when you think back to debt limit and fiscal cliff and super committee fights, for the third time has rushed in to cut the deal to save John Boehner from his own House Republicans. And it is Mitch McConnell now who has been left, in the eyes of many on the right, Heritage Foundation, Tea Party people, conservatives, left out to be the conciliator, the one who's dealing with Democrats. You know who's pure, who's high and dry? Ted Cruz. And that's an unenviable position that Mitch McConnell's in. But at his own political peril, he has helped save the day here. Now, the question
talk
is,
about
John,
Go ahead. Quickly.
Well, real quick, this has to go to the House. John Boehner probably can't pass this with just Republicans because he hasn't been able to do anything like that. He's going to have to use Democrats to get this passed.
All right. Talk about a changing brand. Mitch McConnell, the conciliator. Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.